What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Said It Show. Yes, over 1,800 episodes, 500,000 streams and growing. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for all of your love, all of your support. It makes a huge, huge difference. Today is a very special day. I've got one of my favorite authors ever, okay? And she's not just a favorite because all her books are amazing, but she's helped to populate some of those 1,800 episodes for your girl. All right, you guys know her from the unofficial Disney Parks cookbook, the unofficial Disney Parks drinks and recipe book, and now she's gone into a brand new endeavor, y'all, all right? This best-selling author has just opened the floodgates of the unofficial Universal theme parks book, the incomparable Ashley Craft. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're a busy lady.
Well, thank you for having me. I always like coming on your show.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's like I was checking all the stats and stuff. I was like, wait a minute. You are the most decorated author on my show. So I appreciate you coming through. Definitely. But, all right, so Ashley, how did you decide what to cover in the Universal theme parks?
So I'm a huge Disney fan, of course. Everybody knows that. And I've been going to the Disney theme parks forever, growing up in Anaheim and doing the Disney College programs. But it was actually during one of my Disney College programs that I visited Universal Orlando for the first time. And it was such a cool experience. I'm a really big Potterhead. I'm a big Jurassic Park fan. And it was just an immersive experience unlike even Disney could give. And I absolutely loved being there. And subsequently, I've gone just so many times. I'm actually an annual pass holder in both Orlando and Hollywood. So I visit Universal theme parks constantly, and the food is so good. I feel like they've really taken on Disney for having those iconic food items that people want to have, people want to Instagram, and really delivering a great product. So these are all the things that I find to be the most delicious, the most iconic, the most fan-based, and I hope that everybody finds their favorites in the book.
Yes. Now, what would you, if you had one item to name today, something, maybe something savory from the Universal Parks, what would you name?
So I think that a lot of people will have heard of the Harry Potter stuff and a lot of things in here that are stuff that you like maybe have heard of or tried. But I want to bring up something that maybe you haven't tried before or heard of. Let me see. On page 96, anybody who has a book, is a recipe for Korean corn dogs. And these are served at Universal Studios Hollywood at Mummy Eats. And this is so, so good. It's really easy. You can make it at home. It's basically like a tiny bit sweet corn dog that's rolled in panko breadcrumbs. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's such a good bite, and it's something that's a little different that you might not have had before.
I love that. Okay. That sounds amazing. That sounds really good. All right. I've got a bit of a sweet tooth, Ash. All right. So, I got to have my sweet stuff and, you know, maybe like a little late night bite, just a little taste of something. What would you suggest?
Well, for a late night bite, I would maybe set yourself up earlier in the day with, on page 184, the Nutella banana pudding. This is from the Minions universe, which everybody loves the Minions.
Oh, my gosh. But
this is a really fun pudding cup that's super easy to put together. And if you go ahead and mix it up in the afternoon, then you'll have a delicious little dessert waiting for you. And if you don't want to do the Minion decoration on top, that's totally fine. It's still a yummy treat no matter what.
I love that. So how excited were your kids when you told them about you making this book?
Oh, man. Well, they actually love Universal. If you asked my 9-year-old, who's my oldest, he would probably tell you that he likes going to Universal more than Disney, which, you know, that a little bit hurts my Disney heart.
Oh, my goodness. But, how could he say that?
I know. It's shocking, right? he loves the big rides. He thinks it's so fun. Like, he loves all the dinosaur stuff and everything. So he's just a big fan. And so bringing this food home, they absolutely adored. And there were so many of these items that they were just like, could not get enough of.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so say you want like a brunch type of item. What would that suggestion look like?
So I know a lot of people are going to be making the recipe for the Big Pink, which right. is the like giant donut from Springfield. So I do recommend that if you're looking for something a little heavy, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of really great options. One that I would recommend is the green egg and ham toss. Ooh. And this is like a Dr. Seuss from Seussland of Islands of Adventure.
Yeah.
And the reason why I really like this is because you can actually serve it like a buffet if you want to, and have all the parts of it separated into different like containers. And then if you have friends over or whatever, people can sort of build their own green eggs and ham. Mm. And I think that's a super cute idea, both for kids and adults.
I like that. I like that idea. What can you tell us about the Minions apples from San Francisco Candy Factory?
Oh, so good. So cute, right? I actually love having a caramel apple on any theme park day, a Disney day, or a Universal day. It's both like the freshness of the apple inside that's sort of like a bright crunch, but having the sweetness of the caramel and the chocolate on the outside. Mm. So in here, it just shows you how to decorate an adorable Minion apple, which is one of the most popular apples that they sell at Universal Parks. And it's really fun to make at home.
Oh, wow. All right, I want to talk a little bit about moose juice. All right. Moose juice from moose juice and goose juice and all that good stuff. What can you talk about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just another one of those recipes from the Dr. Seuss land. So there is a recipe for moose juice and a recipe for goose juice. Mm. So the moose juice is like an orange flavor slushy, and the goose juice is like green apple. So you can make one or the other, or you can make them both.
You know, we like options, Ash. You know, we like options, and, you know, it's a full day of, you know, if you're just, you know, by yourself and just trying to mix up some stuff, or if you got some kitties to entertain, this is a pretty awesome book. I definitely would agree with that.
I think there's so many fun, like, party ideas in here. If you're going to do Harry Potter, like, movie watching parties or a Halloween party coming up this year, there's a lot of great ideas. My family and I are dressing up as Jurassic Park characters this year, so I know I'm going to be making some of this delicious stuff to serve.
Yeah, I think that this book is perfect for, you know, we're in fall now and things are starting to cool off, and we're spending a little bit more time at home with the family and with friends and everybody else, and we're having all these different gatherings. I'd say the unofficial Universal Theme Parks book, you know, the cookbook, is a pretty good way to start off with things. Pretty good way to start off festivities.
Yeah.
Now, it's impossible. It's totally impossible for you to cover all the good little fixins and, you know, little tidbits in this one cookbook. So is it kind of safe to say, Ashley, that we may possibly get another book out of you maybe in the next year, possibly?
Well, that would be pretty cool. I mean, they always have new things and new seasonal stuff. Yeah. Like, have you ever heard of Halloween Horror Nights?
Yes, I heard about that. I haven't been.
I am not a scary, like, place person. I have never been to a haunted house before. I don't like being scared. But the food that they have at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal is, like, unmatched. Mm. They have such incredible themed stuff that I think I might have to force myself to go so I can try the great food, because it looks so, so fun. Like, the food looks incredible. So maybe we could have a little, like, extra edition sometime with some Halloween recipes. That would be fun.
Okay. We will definitely look into that. And Ashley, when will the book be available for purchase?
this is going to be coming out this October 25th, 2022. So you can pre-order your copy now, either on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on SimonSchuster.com, or anywhere that you buy books.
I love it. Ashley, in case people want to follow you across social media, because you've got some pretty awesome trips lined up, and then, you know, as you're posting on social, I'm watching and just, like, totally, like, into whatever it is that you're jumping into and trying and stuff. I see, like, you and the kids went and trying some stuff, and you're like, okay, this was not the ticket. This was not it, but this was good. So yeah. How can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, check me out on Instagram. That's where I'm most active, but my handle is Unofficial Taste Tester. So come and see what I'm up to and send me a message. I'd love to hear from you.
All right, Unofficial Taste Tester. Ashley Kraft, thank you for coming through. As always, I love you coming through because you always got something tasty to talk about, and I get excited. I gotta make my way out.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me, just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.